I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Aches, fevers, malaria. In Uganda, the prescriptions are all the same. Go see a witch doctor. Ntaso Sianidis of AMG International says when there's no other option, that's exactly what people do.
There is one nurse for every 5,000 people, so there is a great lack of nursing professionals who can offer basic medical services in the villages, in the local communities.
And that's why AMG International is stepping in to address the problem with a brand new nursing school.
We'll provide both the medical training that they need and also give them some practical help as to how to share the love of Christ with people who are interested in the gospel.
Ioannidis says through this school, they're hoping to see lives saved here on earth and for eternity. We'll connect you with more information at missionnews.org. And when you're living in an IDP camp, some of the biggest challenges there are medical needs. Local medical facilities can be overwhelmed by large refugee populations, and they're not always accessible. However, Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says they support a group of local medical professionals who travel to refugee camps across northern Iraq.
There is a mobile medical clinic that travels around to them, and they can see from 100 to 200 people a day, and they can help them with their medical needs. There are doctors there, nurses. There's a lab technician, there's a pediatrician, they have a pharmacy there.
In addition to medical aid, they also hand out Bibles and scripture MP3 players, and people are asking questions about the gospel. If you'd like to support the mobile medical clinic in Iraq, we'll give you links and the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.